Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We are on Vav Amud Beis, third to last line. So now the Gemara is going to talk about, according to Man Machlokas, about whether you needed two plus a bit to make the walls of the sukkah, or three plus a bit. So now we're going to talk about the Shita, the Chachamim, who say that the third wall is sufficient if it just has the width of a tefach. That's all. So the question is, where do you need to put this tefach? Essentially, the Gemara is going to have six possibilities of where you need to put this tefach. I don't know how you do this without the pictures. Okay. Va'oso tefach heichan ma'amido. This tefach of this third wall, where do you place this? Where do you place it? So Amar Rav, Rav says, ma'amido kineged hayotze. You put it up next to the one that comes out. Which I think means that a lot of pictures have is basically you have the two walls in an L shape, an L shape. And on either side, you can put a tefach connecting it to make like another L.
Either way, if it's an L,
because you can put it in other places. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi said to Rav, why are you doing that? The Yamido Keneged Rosh Tor. Put it Keneged Rosh Tor, which most, I think, say is that you have the L, right? Don't put it here or here. Put it over here in the corner. Because then, put it across. We said before, put it here or here.
On the other side.
Look at the picture. Look at picture. Yeah, but this is wrong. Look at picture. Doesn't see. They do it differently in this picture over here on page Chafei. Picture 78, I and Hey. But better in the picture. The Rosh Tor, I thought, meant that you put it opposite. The corner where the wall is. Yeah, standing by itself, opposite the corner where they adjust. It doesn't happen in this picture.
No, he has it on
the
diagonal.
You're right, it's on a diagonal. So, but the reason why I'm saying that way is because connecting Rosh Tor is because this way the wall sort of affects both. It's on both sides.
Yeah, okay. The problem is that you're not going to have four walls.
You don't need four walls.
If you extend that third wall, which we're saying...
You don't need four walls. You need three. You need three walls. That's the whole thing. We'll go sheet the Chachamim. Okay. So, Itmar, right? So, Shasik Rav. Rav was quiet. The machlokas always is, and Mushasik, does that mean Mushasik because he agreed to them, or Mushasik because he ignored them? Okay, and so machlokas we show him. So Itmar Nahmi, and now we have a...
And each time the answer is different
depending on the situation. Here I think the answer is because he ignored him, because now we have other Amorai who are holding Rav. So Itmar Nahmi, right, Abar Shmuel, which made the Levi, Ma'amido Kenegada Yotze, the Chain Boron, who made Midrasha, Ma'amido Kenegada Yotze. You put it on the abutting one of the walls, you just need a tefach of that to come out, that's significant enough. Okay. So now we had two answers. The answer was number one was Kenegan Ayotze, answer number two is Rosh Tor. Number three, Rav Simon says, V'itim Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and some say this is Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Amar, Ose lo tefach sochek, you do a wider tefach, remember there are two different types of tefachs. There's a tefach that's called a tef etzev, which is the four finger hair held together, you see in the picture Ayin Vav, four fingers held together, or you relax the fingers a little bit. So it's a little wider, you have a little more to it. So you take a tefach sochek, and you put that one tefach board, less than three tefachim away from one of the corners, and therefore what you have now is you have essentially an independent wall of four tefachim because you have lovehood. So you have four tefachim, and four tefachim, why is that significant? Because it's a majority. The minimum size of a wall is seven tefachim by seven tefachim, so you have a majority of seven tefachim to make a more significant wall. So we'll see it again inside. Ose tefach sofeif, u'ma'amido b'pachos mishlosha tefachim samach ladofein, b'cho pachos mishlosha samach ladofein kidlavudami. It's considered if it's lavud, and therefore it's connected. So you have now, basically, you have a mechitza of essentially seven tefachim. You have the tefach sochek, which is a little more than four tefachim. You have the lavin, which is a little less than three tefachim, but it gets you to seven tefachim, which essentially gets you above, more than half of the seven tefachim minimum. Okay, so that's answer number three. Now we're going to digress for a little bit. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says as follows: Sukkah ha'asoy kimavoy. So you have a sukkah made like a mavoy. What does that mean? That means you have the two walls like this. So the machlokas, we showed him whether it's mavoy mafulash. We're going to go according to Rashi. It's mavoy, right? Rashi says kemavoy hamifulash. Just stay at the funnel zo keneged zo. So that's what you have. That's the picture Ayin Ches over here on page Chavav. So
yeah, walls.
Parallel walls. So what do you do? What do you do now? Right? Sukkah asur kemavoy kishera. It's kosher. Let me make a third wall. Va'oso tefach va'amidu l'chol ruach sheyirtzeh. Now you have four possibilities where you can put an extra tefach on the wall. Right? That's according to Rav. Rav says all you have to do is put a tefach on the corner. So put a tefach on any corner. You have four corners potentially to put it on. So put it on any of the four. Put it on any of the four corners. Va'oso tefach va'amidu l'chol ruach sheyirtzeh. Rav Simon, again, Rav Simon, v'itei Rav Shub ben Levi, now they say no. What you have to do is oselo pas arba'a. You have to make a board that's four tefachim wide, right? Umashahu, four araha umashu, four plus, umamido bepachos mishlosha samach adopen. So as opposed to last time, we used to have a tefach board, we were asked about that. Here you have to take a four tefach size board, width wide board, put it, place it within three tefachim of any side, for lover. So basically now what you'll have now is, you'll have a full seven tefach wall. You have a full seven tefach wall, but why is it different than before? You only have to have a majority. Here you have to have a full seven tefach wall. We'll ask that in a moment. Right? Arba umashu mamido pachos mishlosha samach dofen. Dicho pachos mishlosha samach dofen ki lavud dami. That becomes like lavud. And now you have a full seven tefach wall. Okay? And the answer is going to be is because there's a major difference between two parallel walls and two walls that are abutting. Right. One looks like it's a structure. One does not look like a structure. You have to make something bigger to make it look like a structure. I think that's the answer. And I think that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why is it different over there? The kamar to sagya tefach sochek was enough to have just a tefach sochek, which was meant with the wider tefach. And why over here? The kamar to buy a pasarba. You need a full four tefach wall. So Gemara says hasam there. The ikah shtei tefanos kehilchasan. There we have two walls that are set up kehilchasan, which means that they're abutting, right? Sagya b'tefach sochek. It's enough just to have the tefach sochek plus the lavud, and you're good. But hacha the lekah shtei tefanos. But here we don't have two walls. I mean, all they are is two walls lined up. They don't look like anything necessarily. It's hard to envision. I think that's what it means. It's not a structure. Just two independent walls standing next to each other.
Like two train
tracks. Basically. Yes. Right, the lekah shtei tefanos. So ika pasarba, if you have the four tefach wall, fine. In, ilo, lo. Basically, you need those two walls because that's going to make it, it's a bit foolish, it doesn't look like it's anything. In order to make it look like something, you have to have a longer third wall. Okay. Now we go back.
What we have is, we know the halacha is it's two and a mashu.
Right, so what's the mashu?
Right.
So the mashu is changing on the certain circumstances.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the mashu is changing on the circumstances.
Right, on trans, but what a mashu is.
That? Right. Okay, so now we get to answer number four. So Amar Rava. So Rava says as follows. The ain't any teres. This sukkah that the Chacham said is kosher with two defonos. Plus a tefach for the third wall is ain any teres ella b'tzuras ha-pesach. You have to create a tzuras ha-pesach, which is picture pay, which basically means you have the third. And how does that work? You split up that extra tefach into two, half a tefach budding one of the walls, half a tefach away, and then with a crossbeam on top. Right? That makes it more look like a structure. You have to have a tzuras ha-pesach. That's answer number four. Answer number five, Ika de Amri Amar Rava, ni teres nami with tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach also works, meaning you can either have a tefach on one corner, or you can make this tzuras ha-pesach type structure. Ika nami, right? That's answer number five. And Ika de Amri, answer number six, Amar Rava, utzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. You have to have both, meaning you have to have, as opposed to the first answer, which was you have right, you can do half a tefach here, half a tefach there, and the tzuras ha-pesach here. You have to have a full tefach on the corner, then put up another board at the other edge and make the tzuras ha-pesach to go across. That's answer number six as to what the extra tefach wall, the third wall, which is the minimum size of a tefach, has to be. Those were the six answers. Okay, again, we'll go over the quick answers. Six answers quickly. Right? Yeah, go over the six answers.
The whole difference between aiming the teres and the tzuras ha-pesach and the niteres and the tzuras ha-pesach is that the last board that goes down doesn't have to be a tefach.
According to answer number four, you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach, which means
you need a tzuras ha-pesach.
No, answer number three, the second army means that it either or. it's either or. Answer number one means it has to have a tzuras ha-pesach. The second one is either or, and the third answer is both.
Yeah.
Okay, so answer number one was the tzuras ha-pesach was you put it on the corner.
Question:
the extra tefach that you have, right? Chachamim say you need two walls and a tefach. Where do you place an extra tefach? So one answer was you have the L, so you put it over here.
Yeah.
Okay, you're next to it. One answer was you have the L, you put it on this side, put it across, so it looks like it's going to on diagonal. So it looks like it's going to both. That was answer number two.
Okay.
All right. Answer number three was what you have to do is you have to take that tzuras ha-pesach, remove that extra tefach, remove it a minimum of three tefachim away from one of the walls to have lavud, so you get a four tefach wall. Then we digress for a minute. Answer number five is you have to do a tzuras hapesach. You can also do a tzuras hapesach. You have to do a tzuras hapesach. Answer number five was you can do either or, the extra tefach on the corners, or a tzuras hapesach. And answer number six, it has to be a tzuras hapesach. You have to have the corner and a tzuras hapesach. Okay. So now, you're up to Rav Ashi. Okay, so Rav Ashi's not going to tell a story. Rav Ashi, Ashkeche l'Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi now found Rav Kahana. The Ka'avid, he made his third wall tefach sochek. He made it that extra tefach corner. The Ka'avid tzuras hapesach. And he also laid a board at the other edge and made it tzuras hapesach. I mean, he did both. He did it according to answer number six.
Right.
So Amar Lei, Lo Sover Mala Had Av Rava, the Amar Rava, Viteris Naim tzuras hapesach. You don't need both. Why are you doing both? Don't you hold like Rava, who says that it can be either or, the tefach sochek or the tzuras hapesach? So Amar Lei, explain. Anoki idach listen to the Rava's relay. I hold the other lesson that was brought down in the name of Rava, which was Utsricha Nami tzuras hapesach. You need to do both to make that third wall. The minimum size of the third wall is that extra tefach and the tzuras hapesach. Right? I'm assuming that if you have a full third wall, you know, you don't need the tzuras hapesach anymore. It's only when you're using this tefach that you have to have this third wall. If you make the tzuras hapesach, you'll have to have the wall that's the board that's away can be any minimum size as long as it's going to hold a crossbeam.
Right. So the tefach has tefach.
The tefach comes the minimum size of the third wall that comes out of the other two walls of one of the other two walls has to be a tefach.
Right, but I'm saying if the third wall is a tzuras hapesach format or wall.
You would need both. You need to have so you have the L shape here. Over here has to be a tefach, right? Over here has to be a tefach. Over here it can be any size. You don't care as long as you can make the crossbeam. I don't think the pictures are drawn to scale unless
this is chati tefach on both sides.
That's according to sheet number four, which we need to make. You only need a tzuras hapesach. If you only need a tzuras hapesach, then what you do is you have to make half a tefach on each side because you have to have a tefach no matter what. You have to have a tefach and you have to make a tzuras hapesach. So how do you make a tzuras hapesach with only one? Yeah, that's sheet answer number four.
It's Rava.
That's answer Rava's or initially Rava's three answers. That's answer number four. Okay. Rav Ashi, what's the first answer of Rava? Rava's our answers 4, 5, and 6. So we have to do Rav Ashi now. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara is going to go into an interesting sugya, which discusses walls as they are on Shabbos and walls as they are on Sukkah. Because you need walls on Shabbos to create, say, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you need walls on Sukkah to create the walls of the Sukkah. The same halachas, not necessarily. The halachas are not the same. The question, though, is what happens on Shabbos Sukkahs? Is a wall that's good for a Sukkah on Shabbos, if a wall on Shabbos, if the wall is good enough for a Sukkah, is it also good enough for Shabbos? On Shabbos, if the wall is good enough for Shabbos, is it good enough for Sukkah? Even though, if during the weekday, it would be good.
The problem is, Shabbos is much more lenient.
No, it's different. Okay, yeah. And they're going to say it's chumer. So we'll see. So now the Gemara is going to, that's what Gemara is going to say. So the Gemara said that you make the third wall, you have two walls, Stein Kil Chasson, and the Shlishis has to be even a Tefach. An Amar Rava, and Rava says, V'chein l'Shabbos, so too on Shabbos. Just like a tefach on the third wall is sufficient to create a third wall for the sukkah, so too it will be good for mechitzas of Shabbos, which is really not the case. Because even on a regular Shabbos, in order to be a resus hayachid, you need three full walls. You need three complete walls. Nothing to do with a tefach. You need three complete walls. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos HaSukkos, what you would do, it would be sufficient if you had this one wall. So essentially what you have is if you have you have this two plus sukkah sitting in the outside, you'll be able to carry from yours to there because it's a Rishus HaYachid. That third wall, it's even though you typically need three full walls on Shabbos sukkahs, that third wall, since it's good, Migo, that's good enough for Shabbos sukkahs, it's good enough for Shabbos. Right? Rashi says, Gemara says, because Migo, the Havi, the Dope, and the Inyan Sukkah, Havi, Dope, and the Inyan Shabbos. Since it's good for sukkahs, it's good for Shabbos. Let's get Rashi.
Yeah, you have a sukkah set up. Let's say using that third wall of the sukkah as a wall for your rishus.
The sukkah is the rishus.
Yeah.
So normally that's not enough to make a rishus hayachid. On sukkahs, it is enough to make rishus hayachid.
Think about walls around your property. No, just
in the sukkah.
Yeah,
right. It's in the sukkah.
Even if you can use a string. Right.
Right. This is. But I'm not, if you make in your a chatzir, nothing related to the sukkah, you're just over there, you're gonna make a third wall. No. That doesn't count on Shabbos. It's only the sukkah itself.
That's why it's different.
Right, look at Rashi. First wide line. V'chein l'Shabbos. Afal pi shetzarech l'Shabbos shalosh mechitzos l'asos v'shus ha'yachid. Even on Shabbos, three mechitzos mechitzos ha'yachid. Shabbos shal sukkos. On sukkos, Mutter lismoch on mechitzos ha-sukkah. You can be so make on the mechitzos of the sukkah. So im asr b'rishus harabim, somoch lepisco sukkah. So you made a sukkah in b'rishus harabim, right next to, abutting to your house. Right? Im asr b'rishus harabim, somoch lepisco sukkah. The aim by el shtaim kechasim v'shlishus afil tefach, and even though it just has the two plus walls, nevertheless, machlisu motzi himen lebeso. You can carry from it to and fro from your house to the sukkah. V'yaf on gav d'rishar shabbosos lo mishtari. Even though in other shabbosos this wouldn't work. Inami b'shar mechitzos eino shal sukkah lo mishtar v'hachi. Or other mechitzos of sukkah this wouldn't work. L'shabbos the sukkah shari on sukkahs of Shabbos it's good. D'migo the hahu tefach agamiri rachmana. The motion of the sukkah, till the havi dofen shleim al the sukkah, havi dofen nami b'shabbos the sukkah in Shabbos. That's how it works. Migo, since it's good enough for sukkahs, it's good enough for Shabbos.
So
that's the case.
Same thing for every Shabbos.
What? Well, I can say for every Shabbos.
I mean, what
you have to
have the sukkah create?
Because it's good for sukkah.
Well,
that's
house.
The
Rabin for Shabbos.
Because it's sukkah's a house.
Once
it's defined as a bias, it's defined as a shusha yachid. It's the final Shusha Yachas. What?
If that's
so what? Well, then you have a different problem. You have to make the sukkah every 30 days.
What do you do for 6 months? Is it considered Shusha Yachas?
No, it's only considered Shusha Yachas on Shabbos of Sukkot. Because when it's not Sukkot, it's nothing. Who cares what it is?
Right. So my question is, that same sukkah that you're now allowed to carry in, on Shabbos, if it was after Sukkot, you're not allowed to carry it.
That's correct.
Because
it doesn't accomplish anything.
The sukkah itself defines your
correct,
because
it's
only for only
exactly what Rashi says. Only for that Shabbos sukkahs.
Wow.
Because that's amigo.
Why?
That's the amigo. That's the finish.
It has to because of practicality. It has to, but
no, it doesn't. You could say it doesn't have to practically.
Halachically,
it once you define it as a wall, it's defined as a wall.
As all the time.
Only when it accomplishes something. When in the middle of Adar.
So what I'm saying is, if you took that same sukkah,
you're right.
On a regular Shabbos.
You're right. Doesn't do anything.
Doesn't do anything.
Because it has no halachic significance. It only gets the halachic significance on Sukkot.
Okay.
Once it gets the halachic significance on Sukkot, it gets the halachic significance for Shabbos as well. If it doesn't have any halachic significance, so it's nothing.
Absolutely.
All right. So Gemara asks on that. So Eitzvei Abayi. Abayi says, really? Armin Amigo? Me, Armin Amigo. They really say Amigo. Well, let's look at the following case. Interesting, right? So we came for this in Eirvin. Vahatanya. Dopein sukkah, kidopein Shabbos. The Brisa says that the halachos of the walls of a sukkah are the same as the walls of sukkah and Shabbos. Meaning, if it's good for Shabbos, it's good for sukkah. So what are the two cases that they bring down? Let's read Rashi. Dopein sukkah, kidopein Shabbos. Can't do this Gemara without Rashi. It says, kol tzidei defano sheitiru chacham Shabbos. Any type of wall that Chacham says works for Shabbos. Kigong, what's an example? Mechitza shel shesi. You have shesi and erer to go across. You only have these poles. Remember we had the case where you had these poles lined up all around and your tent is in the middle, right? The Mechitza of Shesi, picture of Pei Gimel, right? Shesi below Erev. That's on page Chafdas. I'm sure the article has a picture also. But Shesi. Mechitza of Shesi below Erev. Because I'm reading my Erevin. Makipa Mekinim. You can surround in campus, your camp, I guess, with these poles. Ubevad shelo yev ben karnel l'chavero shlosh t'vachim. As long as you don't have more than three t'vachim between a lot of those places, because then it's not, because three less than three t'vachim is love, and it closes it up. The Achal Pisha Rachav Kana Eno Ella Milo Etzba, even though the Kana itself is just an Etzba, the Yesh Ben Kana Lakana Shlosha Tvachim Chaser Mashu, even though there's less than three Tvachim between each board, the Ika Parts Rubal Omet Shaperdami, even if you have parts, the opening, the total opening space is more than the closed space, that's still fine. Darmin and Lavud, Vahavale Kulu Omet, and it's all Omet, that's fine. Another case was Oshel Erev, which you have those strings. You're after strings, three strings around your encampment, and as long as there's not three, as long as they're 10 tefachim high, and there's less than three tefachim between each of the strings, that was the Gemara in Eirvin, right? Oshel Erev, right? Below Shesi, Kizan Hasam, Makip and Shlosha Chavalim, Havi Hekef Nami Dofen Sukkah. That also works for a Sukkah, right? It also works for a Sukkah. Ubilva, the Gemara says, Shelo Yevin Kanel Chavir Shlosha Tefachim. As long as you don't have more than three tefachim between each of the poles or each of the strings, because then you have, because with less than three tefachim, you create lavud and you close the gap. Right, Rashi says, Ubavad, Sheyizar Shloya ben Kana the Chaveru, Shlosha Tvachim Shumakif, Kihechi the Amr Inan Shabbos, the Imkain, Nafik Limitoris Lavud, it leaves Lavud. Vidafka, he says, Vidafka, the Makomas Harbe, the Havale parts Rubaval Ome. That's only if you don't have, if it's in a lot of places. But, Avabamakam Echel Shay Makomas Havale Kapskak Sakhim. In a few places, you have more, it's wider than Lavud, that's not a big deal, that's considered a doorway. Okay, that's just a side point. Okay, so you see here the Gemara, the Bryson says, that a wall that's good for sukkahs, for a wall that's good to create a Rosh Hashanah Yachid on Shabbos, that's also good for a sukkah. And then the Gemara says, Yisera, but there's a chumrah when it comes to Shabbos al sukkah. Shabbos in the terrace eleba omen meruba alaparitz. When it comes to Shabbos, you cannot have meruba omen alaparitz. You can't have more open space than closed space. Ella. As opposed to a sukkah, it doesn't matter about merubah omel parts. For example, you can have the two tvachim, and the two walls, and a tefach. So it's all open. Nevertheless, it's fine. You don't care about that open space. All you care about is the walls. Right? So you have, again, I think the difference with Shabbos is that Shabbos is talking about encampment, encircling, creating the inside. As opposed to sukkah, it's all halachin walls. A little bit different. Want to talk about the walls? What the Shabbos is talking about what's inside, to protect the inside. The sukkah, you have to create the walls. Different, a little bit different. So, Masha, A came to sukkah. That's the halacha, that's the brisa. So, now what's the question? So, my lav, right, Rabbi is going to ask now. Remember, Rabbi is asking, as to, you said we hold migo, I'm going to prove from this brisa, we don't hold migo. So, how do you prove that? My lav, you say with Shabbos, the sukkah asukkah. Aren't we saying here that Shabbos, during sukkahs, is more chomer than sukkah? If you're comparing Shabbos and Sukkah, Abai is saying the Bryce is talking about on, let's just black about Shabbos Chol Hamoed. I know Sukkot can fall out of Shabbos, but it's easier for me to say Shabbos Chol Hamoed. So on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, we're saying that there's this Chumrah. Right? My love, you say with Shabbos the Sukkah, a Sukkah, the Lord of Amigo. So what does that Rashi say? Rashi says, my love, afilu b'Shabbos shebeso chachag ka'amar delo mishtare litiltule. Even on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, if it's Meruba Omel Aparich, you cannot carry on Shabbos. But if you hold Migo, and it's good enough for Shabbos, why, if it's good enough for Sukkos, it should be good enough for Shabbos as well. That it's Migo. If you're saying, like we said before, which was bothering you, that Sukkos creates the din, so Sukkos doesn't care about Meruba Omel Aparich. So if it's good for Sukkos, it should be good for Shabbos. What's the difference? You said before Migo. It could be Rashi inside. Right, but Haki, right, he says, Rafidu of Shabbos to Chag Ka'amar, Dilo Mistari till Tule. But Haki Ka'amar, Yaseri Hilchos till Shabbos to Sukkah, is a Chumrah on Hilchos till Shabbos on Sukkahs, a Hilchos Hexer Sukkah, Le Echo Vishal Tase Lide Sukkah, Dil Indian Mapik Yede Chova Nafik, Ubavachal Yital Habo El Abra Velo Yflex Busoko Bais. According to Abai, what you have here is you have the Sukkah smack in the middle of Shisarabim, right? That somehow, like I said, you have everything in there, and you don't move more than Dalamos, you can be Yotze, or you can sleep in there. You can sleep in it, you can be Yotze. But it's not good for Shabbos. Why? Because it's Meruba Omel Aparetz. But if you hold Migo that it's good for Sukkos, it's good for Shabbos, then this is good for Sukkos, it should be good for Shabbos.
And which wall, by the way? One of the walls of Meruba Omel Aparetz?
No, it's Meruba Omel Aparetz, the whole wall. You calculate everything. Okay. So basically what you have here is an encampment. Let's say you have all these kanim, and look at picture 83, Pei Gimel. So let's say all these walls, let's say all of these, that the spaces are greater than the... have a different book in you? What? Kafes, picture 83, picture Pei Gimel. Oh, okay. No, hold on. Okay, so this, you know the wall that we had the pegs going all around. So if the opening is greater than the closed space, then on Shabbos that's no good. But it's good for Sukkos. So if it's good for Sukkos, it's good for Shabbos. So Gemara says no. Hello, no, you say Rosh Shabbos to Amal Shabbos Sukkah. We're not talking about here on Shabbos Chol Hamoed. We're talking about a regular Shabbos during the week and a regular Sukkos. Meaning on a regular Shabbos, this is no good because it's parts Omed Al Meruba. But for Sukkos, it would be good. Granted, on Shabbos itself, on Shabbos Chol Hamoed itself, it would be fine because I would say Migo. But don't tell me that the Bais says the Bais is specifically talking about Shabbos Chol Hamoed or Shabbos Yontif. Rabbi says, no, it's not talking about Shabbos Chol Hamoed. On a regular Shabbos, if it's Meruba Omed Al Aparetz, that's no good for Shabbos. But that wall would be good enough for a sukkah. On Shabbos sukkahs itself, we'd say Migo. So we say, we're talking about Migo. The Gemara says, no. Ihachi, if the case is that this Brisa is talking about Migo, the thing is that Migo is a two-way street. If it's Migo that's good for sukkahs, it's good for Shabbos. So you should also say Migo it's good for Shabbos, it's good for sukkahs. So why don't you have one example? You should have both examples, right? If add another case of Migo, the other way, the opposite Migo case. What's that case? We'll find out in a second. But there is a Migo case of something that would not be good for Sukkot, but it's good for Shabbos, and therefore, if it happens on Shabbos, it should be kosher Sukkot for that one day. So, Iha, and what do you do for Malav Malka? What do you do for Shal Shuddis? You gotta leave. You hold Migo, and you're in a Sukkah that's good for Shabbos, but technically not good for Sukkos. But because of Shabbos, it's good. So now comes Seis, and you're having a longer Shabbos Sukkos. Can you eat, or do you have to leave the Sukkot? Well, that's my question. It goes on to the whole thing. How far does the Migul go, is my question. Okay. So, Ihachi, Lisnei Nami, Yisera Sukkot De'Alma, Sukkot Shabbos. You should also bring a case of where Sukkos on during a regular on a non-Shabbos day, a weekday Sukkos, is more common than a Sukkot Shabbos. Why? A Shabbos Sukkot. The Ilu Sukkot De'Alma, Baye Tefach Sochik. Right, the third wall needs a tefach sochek. Again, the tefach sochek was the wider tefach. This is a measure of tefach with your fingers closed, or tefach with your fingers a little more relaxed. Okay, so the third wall has to be a tefach sochek according to when it comes to Shabbos. The ilu sukkah to Shabbos, when it comes to the sukkah on Shabbos, there is an instance where lo bai tefach sochek. You won't even need a tefach sochek at all. But with sagi belechi, all you need was a lechi, which is smaller than a tefach. The ha atu damart, because you, Rava, says as follows. Sikech al gabe mavoi, let's say you have a mavoi. Again, machlokas, as to whether it is a mavoi mefulash or three. We'll go with Rashi, it's three. So you have a mavoi. So it's got wall one, wall two, where the back wall, three. It's open in the Shusha Rabbin. So that's the back wall, and you have those two walls on the side. You don't have that wall. That wall's gone, it's open to the Shusha Rabbin. So sikech, all right, so what'd you do? So then, sikech al gabe mavoi she'ein, the final school zone. Okay, no, I think I said it wrong. It's a mavoi mefulash. What you have is that wall and that wall. That's open to the rabbin. And what you do is then you make a lefty for the third wall. It's going according to my number, it says you only need two walls. You're putting up a lefty. That's Tosfos' problem. The Tosfos will say that's only one cheetah. It's only Rabbi Yehuda that the third wall is enough. I would say that you need three plus a lefty. Okay, but according to the Mind Armor, it says that you have two walls plus a lefty and you put staff over it. It's a good sukkah. Wait a second. You have one wall, two wall, and the third wall is a lechi, which is this thin board, which is smaller than a tefach. So technically, that would not be good on a weekday sukkahs. But because it's good enough for Shabbos, it's good enough for a sukkahs.
Let me throw a wrench this whole thing.
Yeah.
We have the case of the Shabbos. You're allowed to make four poles.
Right.
And that's it. And it becomes good enough to hold Shabbos.
We'll get to that in a second. That's with the air in the middle.
Right.
Get to that in a second. Mara brings it down in a second. So, it's going to be fine. For Sukkot, it'll be fine. So, he's Atu da'amar, Tzikik ha'gabi mava, v'yesho lechi, kosher. So you see here, that if we're talking about the cases of Migo, if the Kabbalah is really talking about, Anyway, if the Bryce are really is talking about that it's a case of Migo, do the Migo the other way as well. Why don't you mention the Migo? You know, you taught us the Migo that's good for Sukkot is good for Shabbos, so why is the Bryce teach us that the Migo that's good for Shabbos is good for Sukkot? So Gemara says, no, Halula is it's Riklei. I don't need that. Because Hashta, Mikilta Lechamir Tarminon, Mikhamita Lechilta Lechoshkein. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is that Shabbos is a more Chomer Din. If you can tell me that it's Migo, it's good for Sukkot, which is Kal, it's good for Shabbos, so I know Kal v'Chomer the other way it works also. So I don't need the Bryce to be teaching me that, because that
does work.
No, but the Isurim, I'm trying to figure out what the Chomer and Kula is. That's bigger to say that the Isurim are more Chomer. That Shabbos is the more Chomer Isur. You're right, it doesn't always work. Sometimes the war won't. Right. So I saw Salvation in the Rishimo Shurim, he has a Hakir. He goes, when we say that Migo is good for Shabbos, it's good for Sukkos, does that mean no matter what? If it's a wall for Shabbos, it's a wall for Sukkos? Or does it mean that a wall, for example, you have walls of a Sheva, walls of a Sheva tree, that works for Shabbos. It's puzzle for Sukkos. So if on Shabbos you use a Sheira wall for your Mavoi, does that work for Sukkos? Or does it mean that only a wall that theoretically could be good for Sukkos, but it has a deficiency, and that deficiency is not enough to remove it for Shabbos, does Shabbos elevate it for that Sukkos? Basically, how far do you take this Migo? Okay. Done with that. Next. Now the Gemara is going to bring two other instances where Rava says that since the mechitzos for Shabbos, the mechitzos also for Sukkah on Shabbos Sukkos, on Shabbos Chalmoed or Shabbos Yontif. So, and then we're going to ask why we need all the cases. First case is your case. Gufa. Amar Rava. The second case is your case. Sikeich al gabi mavoi she'ein she'yesh do lechik she'ra. As we had before, if you put the schach on top of a mavoi, we say a mavoi mefulash, if you put the mavoi of the sukkah on top, plus you have a lechi, so technically that lechi wouldn't be good enough for the tepach of regular weekday sukkahs, but since it works for Shabbos, it works for sukkahs. Next case. The Amar Rava. Sikeich al gabi pasei bireos k'she'ra. The case, if you remember, was the case. It was in Gemara in Eirin, Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah mentioned that you have this be'er in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The problem was that the only regular coming up, and they want to drink from the be'er. They want the animals to drink from the be'er. So you can make like these four diyomim. Remember the diyomos, the L-shaped things in each corner. And that's, even though it doesn't close the wall, that's meruba omer laparts, all that stuff. And it became, they said that that's good enough. That's good enough for Shabbos.
Just so, in that situation.
Just in that situation. So that's good for Sukkos also. Tosfos points out, wait a second, that's only supposed to be good for the Oli Regalim. Yeah. How are you telling me that on a regular Shabbos, that's going to work for everything? You have to look at the situation.
Sukkos is one of the Regalim.
What?
Sukkos still is one of the Regalim.
Okay, but it's only good for the Oli Regalim.
Oh.
But say I'm sitting in my own house. How is that good? Why would the almost be good?
Right. He's saying if you do it around, and that's it, only in that.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You know, he's saying, but that's how he says. He says kashira.
I
don't know. I hear you saying, but that Tosfos doesn't take that, right? Rashi, pasi
berios.
Let's read pasi berios. Pasi berios. First Rashi. Perek shein de'irvin. It's not. They kiru chavim shem olri golim. Let's also berios. Let's just arabim. Passing our ba'al kimodi yomim. V'ro giliyish mikhitz lizel. V'nim sabor mukach mikhitzos. U'malal u'malim misocho l'socha mikhitza. It's good. I'm saying over here. It's good for a sukkah, right? But it's good totally for a sukkah. The migo that we don't for Shabbos, we don't for sukkah. Even though here you don't have two kilchasim. It also says, right? Migo that having the chitzel in Shabbos, the afgad lo tira ela oli regalim. Right? It's only good for the oli regalim. So someone who's not an oli regal, someone who lives there, it should be good for. And also for the oli regalim, it's only good for their animals. It wasn't necessarily for them. But so Tosfos just points out that little bit of an anomaly as to what's going on there. Fine, that's case number two, right? That's case number two. Utsrika, and we need both cases, right? We need both cases. De Ashma Inan Mavoy. How we just had the case of Mavoy, I would say that's good. Why? Mishum De Ikos Shtei Defanos Malisa. At least there's two valid walls. So the two valid walls, the third wall would be the lechi, sufficient for be the lechi. Avagabi Pasi Barrios to Lechi Shtei Defanos Malisa Im Alo. But in Pasi Barrios, there isn't even one valid wall. It's just these four diyomos.
Lech is only six scenarios where
Lech is only okay on Shabbos. Because it's good to make the mavoy into Rosh Hashanah Yachid on Shabbos, so therefore it's good for a sukkah. On a weekday, it wouldn't be good.
Only on Shabbos.
Only on Shabbos. That's the Migo case. The Imalo. But Iyash Rein the Pasi Bereos, had you just had the case of Mati's case of the Pasi Bereos, then Mishun the Ikosham Abra Defonos. At least there are four walls. So bless you. So we can extend, it would be easier for us to extend each of the walls to make four. There's no shame four walls there. It's two. So maybe the lechi would be no good. So therefore, Rava had to bring us both cases. The case of the Pasi Barrios and case of Sikha Chagabi Mavoy.
Right, but just in general, throughout Erevim, was the lechi functioning as a wall or as a reminder?
Machalkas. Machalkas.
Right, so was it really a wall?
No, so we're going according to the Mandamar. So we have to go, Rush points it out. It's going according to the Mandamar that says that that lechi bishur mechitza. Right, because the lechem mishum heker, lechem mishum mechitza. Oh, shkoyach, very good. I was trying to ignore that, but yeah, I tried to ignore that. Okay, now these cases, these were both cases that since it was good for Shabbos, it's good for Sukkah. But before, Rava said that if it's good for Sukkah, it's also good for Shabbos. So now, why do I need that second? Why do I need that? Once I have the migo, why do I need the other case of the migo? So where it says, because we said before, because Shabbos is more chomer, Sukkah is more kal. These two cases are going from the chomer to the kal. Who says from the kal to the chomer? That's why you have the other case. So the question is, okay, so if you have the kal to the chomer, why do we need these two cases for Rebbe? Okay, I don't know. So the iyashmin hanitarte, it's mechamir to lekilta. I'm a mechilta chamir to emelo tricha. Therefore, we had to have those cases. So I guess you needed those two cases. First, you do the case of the Sukkah. If it's good for Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. Now I already know that it's good for Shabbos, it's good for Sukkah. But I want to mention both of those cases to make sure that I don't exclude one. That's, I think, how it works. Okay. It's pretty much the hard part for today. Okay. And the Mishnah then mentioned, the Shechamasa Meruba Mitzilsa Psula. If something creates more shade, if there's more sun than shade, then the Sukkah is possible. The question is going to be is now, where is the sun coming through? You only take into consideration the sun is coming through the Schach. What about the sun that's coming through the walls? Right? What does it make sense? Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, it's a machlok. So Tana Rabbanan, learn in a brisa. Chamasa machmas sikuch, below machmas defanos. The only calculation you have to take into consideration is whether there's more sun or shade coming through the schach. I don't know how you do it, whatever. You get the people to figure it out.
Midday, I guess. You
know. However, there's a ritual that says that there's no such thing as midday in the winter because the sun's never directly above. It only comes in at the highest point.
How do you do that?
I don't know how you measure it. However you measure it, that's how they measure it. So, Tana Rabbana, Chamosim, Machmas, Sichos, Velo, Machmas, Tefanos. Rav Yosha Omer, Af, Machmas, Tefanos. You also take into consideration the sun that's flowing through the walls. So there was, I didn't see a picture of that. Yeah, everything else was a picture. No, doesn't say much. Okay, so that's that. Okay, so Amar Rav Yemar Bar Shalmiya Mishmei Dabaye, my time with Rav Yosha. Why does Rav Yosha include the walls in the calculation? We always been saying that the Ikr Sukkah is the Schach. Why the walls into the calculation? So my time with Rav Yosha, the Chsiv, because the Pasuk says this is Gabay Hakamas HaMishkan. It says Vasakosa Al Ha'aron Es HaParoches. He should be sakosa, which means place, the on top of the aron, the paroches. So what does that mean? But the Gemara says paroches mechitza. Paroches is a mechitza. It's not on top. It's a separation. It's like a wall. It's a curtain. So why are you calling it a sukkah? Right? Kakari rachmana sechacha. Nevertheless, the Torah calls it schach, calls it sukkah. So therefore, alma mechitza kischach ba'inan. Therefore, you see that a mechitza has the same dinim as a schach. Mechitza is the same thing as a covering. Transport that over to sukkah. And therefore, you have the same halacha, mechitza meruba, that if you have a chamas meruba al tzilsa, even coming through the walls, it's a problem. Because the Torah calls the wall a schach. Right? But Rabbanon don't have that limud. What do they do with that pasuk? Rabbanon, ahu d'nechve portet mechzik schach. What you have to do over there is you have to extend the parochas a little bit, so it flips over, so it goes like a schach. It's just not just a straight, it's straight and then a little bit lip, basically. A lip that goes over, so that part, so it's hovering over as well. I would like to see in the picture, but they don't have a picture. It's going like this, a little bit like that. It turns over.
Where's that turnover?
On top of the aron, I guess. It turns, not on top of the aron, but whatever it is, it's not just straight up and down, it's up and down on the top bends. So it's the sichech. Okay. Now, Amar Abaye. Rabbi says, Rabbi 1, Rabbi Yoshia 2, Rabbi Yehuda 3, Rabbi Shimon 4, Rabbi Gamliel 5, Beishamai 6, Rabbi Lezer 7, Achayim, who's Achayim? Achayim is Rabbi Meir. There's 8, right? All these 8 Tanoim, Kulu, Sviruluhu, Sukkah, Diras Keva, Ba'inan. When it comes to Sukkah, we don't have this concept of Diras Arai, it's to be a Diras Keva. And then we're going to prove from each case that they hold Diras Keva. Tosos points out, they each may hold that you need a Diras Keva, but their definition of Diras Keva is different. So it doesn't mean they each hold of each other's Shita. He'll say this is considered Keva, this is considered Keva. They all have a concept of Kvius when it comes to a Sukkah. They don't hold that. The concept of Arai, the word Sukkah Diras Arai, I don't think ever appears in any Mishnayos or Braisos. I think it only appears later on Moroyim. But he said, Abai is now coming and say, this concept of Diras Arai that we have, they don't have. They hold something different. But again, when they say Diras Keva, it doesn't necessarily, some are going to say it also means Diras Keva. You'll see that. But it also closes points out, Kulo, Akarchach ain't Shavim. They're not all the same. How do you know? We have Rebbe and Beis Shammai in the same Mishnah, in the same Shita. Rebbe holds that the walls, you have to need 4 Amos by 4 Amos. And Beis Shammai says, Rosh Aruba V'Shachana, which is 7 Tachim by 7 Tachim. They're not holding the same thing. The definition of Keva is they all have a definition of Keva. So let's go through. So Rabbi, Hadril Rabbi says that there has to be a Diras Keva. The sign you learn of right. So Rabbi Omer, Kol Sukkah She'ein Bo Abra Amos La'Abra Amos Tzula. Rabbi holds that in order for the kosher to be good, that the walls have to be 4 Amos by 4 Amos because you need a bias. Remember, we compared it to all the other halachas of bias. You need a bias, 4 Amos by 4 Amos, that has a kvius. Rabbi Yoshia had the Amran. Rabbi Yoshia, how do we know? We just said it. Rabbi Yoshia says, because he's taking into consideration the walls when it comes to the sunshine, meaning the walls have significance. So if the walls have significance, means the walls are significant. It has a type of kriyas. Rabbi Yehuda, this one's an interesting one. Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know that he holds you need diras kivas keva? Ditnan in our Mishnah on Daf Beis, it says sukkah shikavola malam esrim ama psula Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir a sukkah that's 20 amos high. In order to make a sukkah 20 amos high, it has to have some sort of kriyas. So they all point out he doesn't hold a diras arai is no good. He says he also can have a keva. He says that in this case, it's also. He says. He says 20 amps is also good. Less than 20 amps is also fine. So he's not going to say it's kosher if it's a keva. If it's a rai, he just also says it's kosher if it's a keva.
The beinon,
he was carrying beinon, right? Yeah, I know, but Rabbi is a little different. Okay. Right, it's the Ritva points it out that according to the way we just explained it, there's no rai that he's bedafka needs a diras keva. Yeah.
What, according to all this, what constitutes, according to these but, what constitutes a sukkah?
You can have a regular. No, you need tzrach. You still need tzrach.
Then it's not a beer's kebab. The whole point.
Why not? It's
the point of.
But what's the but the, he's adding. No, he's not what you're saying. They're adding that the sukkah is not just the tzrach. The sukkah is also the walls, and the walls have to be significant. They don't. They can't be flimsy.
So only the guy with the walls are saying it has to.
Well, schach is schach. They still have the halacha schach. You can't put metal rods across it. It's the building, though, the structure though still has to be kavah. The Rabbi Shimon, how do you know the Rabbi Shimon holds that there's a concept of kavah? The sanya, because we had the brisa we said before, not above on the base. When it comes to how many walls you need, right? The sanya, steinke chasam two have to be full walls. Bishlishis afigul tefach. The third one can just be a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Omer shalosh kel chasam. You have to have three full walls, and revius afigul tefach, and the fourth wall can be a tefach. But he says you need three full walls. So that's his kfiyas. That's to be three full walls. Again, each keva is different. Rabbi Gamliel, how do you know Rabbi Gamliel holds that you need keva? The sanya, with the following brisa that says, ha'oseh sukaso berosh ha'agola. Let's say you put your sukkah on top of a wagon that's traveling. Oh, berosh ha'sfina. Or the high point of the ship. Or berosh ha'sfina. Rabbi Gamliel posel. Rabbi Gamliel says it's no good. Why? Rashi says, berosh ha'sfina. It's on the top part of the ship, and the wind can knock it off. So it's not, it's not keva. And the agala, it moves. It's constantly moving. So that's not keva.
He has a story about it.
Right, so he says, because of that, Rabbi Akiva Marshia. Rabbi Gamliel says it's no good. Why? So this, Abai is intimating, the reason why Rabbi Gamliel says it's no good is because there's no kvias here. It could be blown away on top, or it could be, and it's constantly traveling on the agala. Rabbi Akiva says, "Who cares? Masher, it's good. Dina Sarai."
If you put it on a lower deck, you're covered by the top deck.
Okay, lower deck, but that's not covered. Here, you're putting it on the top. The ship, you know, your ship is this level, level one.
They have.
Think of an ocean. Just think. Look at the picture.
It's a picture.
So he's putting it on the top. You can put it on the lower part.
Yeah.
You can put it on the lower part where it's open on the bow. By the bow, you can put it. That's on top. Okay. Now, Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, how do we know that he has a concept of keva? The Tanan, because the Mishnah we're going to see a couple of times, we already discussed it in length on Daf Gimel. Misha haya rosho beruva v'sukkah. So you and most of you and your head are in the sukkah. Ushulchano v'sukkah bayis, and the table is in the house. Beis Shammai posel Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai say it's no good. Beis Hillel say it is good. Why is Beis Hillel saying? Why does Beis Shammai say it's no good? Because you need divas keva. Because what's part of divas keva is having your table in where you eat.
Right.
And here, if your table is not where you eat, it's no good.
But even though the sukkah in this picture is big enough to accommodate, in this picture, the sukkah is way big enough to accommodate a shulchan.
Right, because again, that was the machlokas we had about there's a machlokas we showed him. What was the explanation of that Mishnah? Was that Mishnah talking about a small sukkah, or was that talking about Shema Yimashich Achar Shulchano? So even in a big, going to this, even in a big,
sukkah is keva. You are where you are situated. Your sukkah is keva.
No, but your table is not. So you'd have to have right. So you need again. Each one is defining kavius differently. So here, if your table is not in your sukkah, that uproots the keva necessity.
They're not arguing with each other.
It's different definitions. He has a different book. He's different.
I have a more.
Is it a new one?
This is. It was new 7 years ago.
Right.
It does. This is also I don't know. It's in the back here also.
Right, I see. Even though the sukkah itself is keva, but because you show
right, the different definition of keva. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer. Now, what's Rabbi Eliezer? That's not. He learns in the Mishnah Daf Yotes. Ha'oseh sukkaso kemin srif. You make your sukkah sort of like a tent, I guess. It's like a teepee thing. It's like this. You just nuschach, right? Well, it doesn't have a hole in the top, so it's a tent. Okay. So oseh kemin srif. Oseh samcha lekotel. Or you just lay the schach diagonally onto the wall. Rabbi Lezer posel l'fisha ein magag. Because there's no roof. There's no roof. It's not kevah.
There's no way to put the schach anyway.
Okay, the whole thing is made of schach.
The whole thing is made of schach.
The whole thing is made of schach. Rabbi Lezer posel l'fisha ein magag. The chachamim makshirim. The chachamim say it's kosher because they don't care. It's fierce sarai. It's fine. Achirim, Rabbi Meir. This question always is how come some mishnayos mention Rabbi Meir by name and some mishnayos mention the name as achirim? I think it was a Tosos. I don't remember where. I don't know where it is. Oh, he quotes it here, Tosas and Sota. It's two reasons. He says, anything that he learned from Elisha ben Avua is his name of Achirim. Everything he learned from somebody else is not Achirim. But they don't like that. He said, the answer is no. Anything that he taught before we had that whole issue in Gemara Horios about trying to trick the Nasi. Anything he taught before that is in the name of Rav Meir. Anything he taught after that is in the name of Achero. Two answers. Right, Tosos, he says here, Tosos and Sota da Yudbeis. Div Machel Achero. So Achirim, how do we know Achirim has a concept of Keva? The Sanyo, because we're learning the Brisa, Achirim Omim, Sukkah Asuya Keshovach. So the sukkah is sort of made like a birdhouse, which means it's circular. It's circular, psula lefish ein lo zavios. Because a house has corners. So a house doesn't have, I guess you never lived in some of these wacko houses. But a house has corners, and if it doesn't have corners, it's possible because of that lacks a keva. Okay, so we'll stop here. Menachem can do the calculations tomorrow. Everybody have an excellent day.